Everything is fine. We don't need therapy. I've written out a sample goal for an average 4-year-old client. The baseline is that client has a tantrum 10 times a day when he is asked to complete a task. The goal is for client to decrease tantrums, which include hitting, screaming, biting, mom, kicking, crying, and hitting the floor from 10 times a day to 3 times a day. Now, let's say you call your parent and they say, "Guess what? We've had 0 tantrums a day. Nothing. We definitely don't need therapy until after he goes back to school." Take a minute and congratulate the parent on this change and then try to determine what caused the change. For example, if Timmy is sitting in front of the TV all day and not having to get up to go to school, he may not be having any tantrums, but this is creating a huge problem for when school does pick up. Try to suss out if this is an authentic development or if it's a side effect of a temporary change. If this is an authentic change, maybe it's time for you to readdress symptoms and develop a new treatment plan. The training on the next slide will be a helpful tool for you to listen through in an effort to help you decide that. If, and more likely, the change is due to these side effects, talk to parent and provide them psychoeducation about how choices we make now can have a profound impact on the child in the future. What seems like a good idea now will be even harder to fix or shift from once we're out of this temporary stage. If the goal you had previously set were school-based, ask about interactions with the peers. Are they having Zoom calls? How is he playing with siblings or cousins in the home? Is there still an opportunity to even assess those things? If the objectives have truly been met, or if there are new symptoms coming up as a result of the change, it may be time to set a new treatment plan and goal. Focus on gains the child and family can make while at home. For example, he's no longer tantruming, and we know that's because he doesn't have to go to school. Let's get him to improve his ability to communicate his feeling words so that he can identify his needs once he's back at school. Make sure you're actively speaking to your supervisor about the changes you want to make to the treatment.